Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Quay. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm just wondering what kind of company you guys are, because I have some charges on my bank statement that I didn't authorize, and you guys have collected a couple of payments from me, and I just wanted to know what you guys were.
I'd be happy to help you and see why were you charged. May I have your zip code?
91710.
You said 91710?
Yes, ma'am.
Your first and last name?
My first name is Mary Ann, M-A-R-Y-A-N-N. Your last name is Padilla. It's P-A-D-I-L-L-A.
Okay, one moment while I try to locate an account.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You said your first name was Mary Ann?
Yeah, I'm Mary Ann.
Okay, yeah, because the zip code isn't pulling up too much. So, yeah, I'm going to have to spell it out. So, your first name is M-A-R-Y-A-N-N?
Uh-huh.
Last name?
Padilla. P-A-D-I-L-L-A.
P-A-D-I-L-L-A?
No. P-A-D-I-L-L-A.
It's not P as in Peter? A as in Alpha?
A as in Apple, and D as in David. I like Irene. L like Larry. Another L like Larry, and then A like Apple again. So it's P-A-D-I-L-L-A.
Okay, so I think this is the account that's pulling up. I need you to verify your shipping address.
Mm-hmm. It's 12950 Porch Street, like number 4, in the city of Chino, California.
Yes, ma'am. So give me one moment while I review the account and see why were you charged.
Okay.
Okay, I show here we're on October the 29th. You entered our sweepstakes to win our cookware where you paid the $5.74. And as stated, yes, that cookware entry, well, sweepstakes was a welcoming gift into one is a monthly membership where you are charged $67.
No. I've never received anything, no cookware, no nothing. The only thing I did was online, I was supposed to pay $2 for some kind of charge for cookware, but I never got anything. So if
yes,
it's
ma'am.
A monthly thing, then they need to take me out. So just give me a phone number where I can call and tell them to cancel it. Because
okay.
I've never received anything from you guys. And
yes, ma'am. See, the sweepstakes, the cookware was a sweepstakes entry. And the winner isn't
mm-hmm.
announced until the end of the month. So that's November the 30th. But I'm showing here where, yes, you was charged at $67.32, where
yeah,
you...
Yeah, I was charged at $67.32 on 11-9, and then 11-1, I was charged $5.74. And I don't know what you said there was a charge on 10-29, and I don't even know how much that one was. But this statement covers that date, and there's nothing on here for 10-29. Maybe that's the 11-1. I don't know.
Okay, so for that $67.32, you're charged that you receive a $125 voucher in your email, and also your chances of winning increases. Now, if you're saying you want to get it canceled out, I'd be happy to go on and get you canceled. Just give me one moment.
Yeah.
Okay, so yes, I have successfully gotten you canceled out. I have your confirmation number.
Okay, we'll check.
C, as in Charlie,
262-4,
yes, 439, 484.
184?
484.
Okay. Let me see if I got this right. It's C like Charlie, 262-439. And then I have a 184.
After the 439 is 484.
484, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so it's 262-439-484. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you. You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Thank you. Two, six, two.